Forward, a new approach to primary care that's surprisingly personal and refreshingly straightforward. Forward never makes you feel like just another patient. Backed by top-rated doctors and the latest tech, Forward gives you access to personalized care whenever you need it. Using in-depth genetic analysis and real-time blood work, Forward's top-rated doctors provide you with in-depth insights to better understand your genetics, mental, and physical health. They then create custom, easy-to-understand plans to help guide you to achieving long-term health. With Forward, you get unlimited in-person visits with your doctor and access to care anytime via the Forward app, all for one flat monthly fee. It's time to stop accepting backwards healthcare and start moving your health forward. Visit GoForward.com today to learn more. That's GoForward.com.
Getting cashback rewards for money you're already spending? Who doesn't love that? With Discover, you earn cashback on every purchase, including your dinner for date night, new pajamas, that new streaming service, or even, best of all, maybe that amazing new audiobook from Pushkin Industries. Spending more on groceries this past year? Wanting to spend a little extra on a loved one? The cash back you earn will be matched by Discover automatically. Having a credit card that matches the rewards you already earn is one small thing you can do to stress less about your finances. And Discover makes it even easier because Discover Card is accepted at 99% of places that accept credit cards. So, when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. 2021 Nielsen Report. A century passes and along comes Disney. In the 1980s, the Disney animated franchise was in trouble. Its greatest hits, Snow White, Pinocchio, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, were all in the past.
They wanted us all to go out and find new ideas.
This is Ron Clements, longtime writer and director at Disney, speaking a few years ago at the big animation conference, Industry Giants.
I read Hans Christian Andersen's story in a bookstore, and as I was reading it, I thought it seemed like, this is great, this is so cool. But as I continue to read it, it's very, very sad.
Oh, yes, it is. Very, very sad. All the way to the bitter end, where the Little Mermaid is reduced to a clump of seafoam. The little girls of America are not yet ready, Clements feels, for an aquatic allegory of unrequited homosexual longing.
It gets sadder and sadder and sadder, and then she dies in the end.
Yeah.
So it was almost depressing in a way, but I thought it had a lot of potential, so I made it a little more of a good against evil story and a love triumphs all story.
Clements and his co-director, John Musker, gave The Little Mermaid a name, Ariel. The Sea Witch became Ursula, a campy octopus, based on the legendary drag queen Divine and Joan Collins, villainess of 100 1970s B-movies. Ariel's father, the leader of the Merworld, is a big, white-haired giant named King Triton, who looks a little like Santa Claus, if Santa Claus had spent the off-season lifting weights. And Ariel gets a few sidekicks. Sebastian, a crab with a Jamaican accent and love of calypso. There's a fish named Flounder, and a ditzy seagull named Scuttle. The prince Ariel falls in love with is named Prince Eric. He's a dashingly handsome aristocrat with a sheepdog. Howard Ashman and Alan Menken, the creators of Little Shop of Horrors, were brought in to write the music. Everyone loved the result.